This is the Slice of App Pie Show. I am Steve, your host, for some tips and tricks to help you become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? Many, many years ago, I used to go to a pottery studio to use their wheel. And there was a sculptor there who was just a hobbyist for the most part. And worked on some really cool pieces. One day, she came into the pottery studio and seemed a little sad. And so I asked her what was going on. Found out that one of the pieces she had been making, she had sold for a lot of money. It was a couple $100. She was upset about it. And I was asking her why she was upset about it. She responded that she felt like a sellout. And I thought about it for a minute and said, no, you're not a sellout. You're selling it. In the world of the creative indie, we are often stuck between selling it and selling out. But what do we mean by these terms? How do these terms define our actions? Let's look at the terms and see what they can tell us about our work and what we should be doing. When I sell something, I am given some resources, usually in the portable form of money, in exchange for some kind of value I can give to someone else. There's a very old story that a massive piece of machinery broke, and nobody in the factory could fix it. So they called out a specialist. The specialist walked around the machine once, walked around the machine twice, pulled out a hammer, went to a certain spot, and hit the machine. All of a sudden, the machine worked. A week later, they got a bill for $10,000. The accountant was furious. He called up the guy and said, "Why did you charge us $10,000 for just hitting the machine once with a hammer?" And the specialist replied, "I charged you $1 for hitting the machine. I charged you $9,999 for knowing exactly where to hit on that machine." That's value, the $9,999. That's a machine that's probably worth millions of dollars, probably makes billions of dollars worth of materials. So that has a value too. $10,000 is nothing if you're making $20 million on the machine. Daniel Pink once wrote a book called To Sell is Human. We all sell. If we sell right, we sell our value. Those things that make us so valuable, other people pay us for it. If you write an app, with the exception of a clone of someone else's app, you've been doing something nobody else has. You've made something that makes a buyer's life better than it was before. Maybe it's more enjoyable if it's a game. Maybe it's more efficient if it's some kind of productivity app. Or maybe something in between that you've connected more people together if it's some kind of social media app. That's value. You deserve to make money off of your value. That is selling it. That's different than selling out. Selling out is very often given in a negative context. For most, it's talking about forsaking ideals or authenticity of what an artist is in exchange for money. Often is a term used by critics of an artist when they become successful. Maybe it's jealousy. Or maybe, if you look at it in terms of what we talked about in episode 16, the artist was in the lag phase for a very long time, in this area of experimentation and finding out what would make them a successful artist. And they may have done many different things. Among those things, some people like some of the experiments that didn't work as well for the artist as others. When they find their success formula, they'll probably jettison those things that didn't work. Those are the things certain people liked and will say that they sold out or got or didn't do the things they liked because the artist wants to make money. Now, I got to be clear here. I'm a big fan of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And the very short version of it is that we need our fundamental stuff. Putting a roof over our heads, putting food on our tables, for both ourselves and for our families, far before we have to really spend time being very strong about our ideals of making the world a better place. And because of that, I believe making money is not a bad thing. Being successful is not a bad thing. It's a matter of survival. Your overall goal may be to change the world. Changing the world still requires you to eat. If you could starve to death, never sleep, never have a roof over your head, never have equipment to do those things that you want to do, say your computer, your Mac, your iPhone, whatever it may be that you need to be successful, then yeah, you don't have to get money. But to be successful, you need all that stuff. So I have a very different view of selling out. Selling it is selling your value, however you express it. Selling out is selling someone else's value at the cost of your own. Selling out diminishes you. No one can judge what is selling out but you. Because only you know who you are. Only you know when you are being authentic or not. That's a job for you. It's selling out is, or determining what is selling out, is a major ethical decision of a creative indie. Now, I'm talking about myself here. I have a very hard line about selling out. Very often, I do not believe, okay, almost always, with one exception, which we'll talk about next week's podcast, my websites and blogs do not have advertising of anybody else. I do not do third-party advertising, either voluntarily or involuntarily. You'll find that I don't have a Google Play feed for this podcast for that exact reason, that they were going to tack on ads to my podcast. Remember, I said that selling out is selling someone else's value at the cost of your own. Third-party advertising, for me, fits that definition. I'm selling somebody else's stuff. I am making almost nothing, or zero in most cases, on it. And turning off my audience. For those reasons, it's selling out. It's not doing what I need to do to forward myself or to show my own value. Only you can decide what is selling it and selling out, because only you can truly know your value. Sometimes, if you listen to outside forces, you may not actually know your own value. It's something that you have to really think about yourself, and things that we're going to be talking about over the next couple weeks about what really is value, what is really price. It takes a lot of both effort and determination and actually emotion, as we'll see, to think out your value. So if you're a creative indie, your value is in what you make. There are other people who have value in other things. For example, a salesperson. A salesperson's value is in their ability to sell other people's stuff. Now remember our definition again. It's selling out is selling someone else's value at the cost of your own. A salesperson, on the other hand, doesn't sell out. They're selling. They're selling somebody else's value to increase their own value. They make money by selling something else. And that's perfectly acceptable too. The reason I bring this up is because very often we as creative indies will have to become salespeople at some point, that we will have to do the selling too. And we can't get into this position, like my friend did, of saying, I'm selling out because I sold something. That's going to leave us poor for the rest of our lives. And never get anywhere, for that matter. Some people, as I talked about in some of the early episodes, will just pop their work on, say, Etsy or Amazon or one of the app stores and wait for the sales to come in. And that doesn't work. You got to go out there and sell it yourself. That's just the method of distribution. It's not a method of marketing. You need to sell it yourself. Now, we're going to keep going on this topic, and I want to talk about a story that actually happened to me of the one time I did sell out. And it was intentional. It was an experiment that I wanted to see several things happen. And several things were happening around me at the time that intrigued me to do this experiment. So next week, we'll continue this discussion with that story, the sad tale of Slippy Flippy the Penguin. Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.